Right, Kingdom sucked, right? You guys hated it, right? That's what I heard.
Kingdom, man. You guys, welcome back. We're talking about probably one of the worst episodes of Kingdom history. Season 5, episode 10. I mean, let's get it started talking about it. How disappointed are we?
This episode, unfortunately, was a fucking 10 out of fucking 10, yo.
Bro, I told you to wait. Last week was not a 10. Like, I told you to wait.
Last week was 10 out of 10. This week is 10 out of 10. This is how you fucking make a show. This is how you fucking make an anime. At the end of the fucking episode, I was sitting at the edge of my street. Please don't end it. Please don't end it. Please don't fucking end it. This is how you fucking keep...
That was quick.
The people engaged, so bro. Yeah. I have
Last week's episode felt longer. This week's episode felt shorter.
Very short.
Yeah.
I think I don't even know what the difference is, but wow, man. Like, this is how you put
on... I'm telling you. It's Kanki, man. The general, he's fucked up. So you're like, what the fuck is he up to? Like, expectation, right? Like, you have a certain expectation, right? Like,
they legit killed everyone.
So, you know,
in the storytelling, this is something I want to talk to you guys about. When Kanki's dude takes the jewelry and he goes, oh, this is one of the ancient, like, you know, things, and he gives it to the Shin's boy.
Bucket.
And then you say, full circle coming out. She goes, I'm going to make you one. And you're like...
And we'll talk about, we'll break the episode down a bit and talk about those kind of pieces. Why he felt the need to give him that bracelet when Shin's boy was watching.
Yeah.
You know, like, these kind of things, we need to talk about these things. But overall, we usually do the rating at the end, but when you have an episode this epic,
it's a one.
Fucking 10 out of 10, man. My dude.
All I saw in the chat was you guys complaining about it. What the fuck are you talking about?
It's a one, bro. When Shin punched that dude in the face, I legit jumped up. I was so excited. And then Kyokai just breaks the bow and she flips it and then she disappears and puts a neck.
All right, let's break the episode down before we go into it.
Oh, it's a 1 out of 10.
One being what? The highest score you could ever give to any.
You add two more zeros to it.
I think the future episode is going to be so good. So I got to give it 5 out of 10.
He's right about that. You know what?
Let's talk about the episode. It started very, you know, it started usual. They're running away.
But for me as a viewer, I already picked up where the anxiety is, like, oh my god, when are they going to find out about him killing the freaking general?
When are they going to find out?
My own thing was that, but at the same time, so much chaos was happening, and then Zhao took over the whole hill.
My fear was that Kanki was going to go after the village. That was my fear. And I knew that.
Yeah, I kind of knew that too.
It was a very cliche thing because he already said in the beginning, I do whatever it takes. They rape, they kill, they butcher, they do whatever the fuck.
It's cliche. I think he's the true pragmatic. He's a true commander for the brutality that is war. I feel like he's pragmatic.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
His approach is the extreme side of winning a war, right?
Well, Genghis Khan.
I think that's a reflection of him.
Literally Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
And not rape them. You could easily kill them and not steal from them and not butcher them in such a way.
Agreed. That's what Shin said at the end.
He is an evil son of a bitch.
Yeah, he's the kind of guy
a commander, you're not a soldier, you're just a murdering.
Before we even get to that point, his captains doubted him because he recalled them. He's like, all right, we don't want the central hook. We're going to fight it another way because we have another enemy other than Quan Chi. And he acknowledges this enemy and his tactic, and he told the general, have I ever let you down? And they're like, nope. You know, so they already know this man got some shit up his sleeve. And then you go, all right, we're going to take the village down. And you see the village burning. And I know, fuck, man, this guy is doing what we think he's doing. Right? And then we see our boy, Shin. What's the vice captain?
Kyokai.
Kyokai.
We see Kyokai. And we know she's going to pick this up. I fucking knew it, too, that she's going to pick up that the village is under fire. She disappears. Shin goes around. They see dead bodies. They see Kanki's fucking soldiers butchering him and loading him on fucking carts. They're holding Shin back. And I fucking know that Kyokai is going to lose it.
They held the wrong person back.
Because they didn't think, because she's pragmatic. She's very sensible. She's very logical. But I think we have never seen anger like this in her.
You know what my favorite person out of all of them was Dao. There's 10.
Dao?
10.
Kairo 10. Kairo 10. The strategist. The tactician.
Because she did is she's like, get everything together. Get you together. Guys go.
I think let's break it down. Our boys are holding Shin back. Kyokai loses it, fucking loses it, and just goes ham. Have we ever seen her this pissed off? Ever?
No, of course not. They both were. Even Shin was pissed. Like, you could see.
Shin was looking at her. I don't think Shin killed anyone there. I think it was all Kyokai.
Yes. Because the whole squad is holding Shin back, right?
Bro, but he didn't go to hell for his wife.
Yeah. But then you see them running off because they understand each other, and that's the fucking communication they have.
Amazing. All three understand. Yeah. That's my favorite part.
Yeah. Fucking wavelength and chemistry. And yes, you're right about 10. As soon as they ran off, even though 10 tried holding him back, you're going against the fucking captain. Kanki's a fucking captain. You're going against him. He got 50,000, and he knows how to fight. We haven't seen him fight, but he knows how to fight. We know it too, right?
He definitely looks like he's somebody that will fuck
and
you
that's
up.
When
Ken, he'll fuck shit up. I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. He looks like somebody who's like up there, like one of the six generals, right? And then you see Ten's brain going into like immediate instinct, bro, get our shit together.
Calculation.
You know, like get our people together. Yeah.
That's what was my favorite. She was like, I just like to make sure we survive. Our thing is like, we're gonna survive no matter what the situation is. Yep. Let my captain and vice captain handle their business. I'm gonna handle the unit. And that was my moment going like, she is the leader they can fall on if things go south.
The panic mode sets in, and this girl just comes out of nowhere, and she's like, bro, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about this fucking episode.
This is how
amazing this show is. Like, not even just. And then you fucking see Kyokai losing it.
Yep.
The epic moment when Shin fucking barges in and he tries to make his way through. He tries to break the fucking formation, kills his people, and then the big general comes in. Kanki's one of the big generals, right? And he's supposed to be the strong one. Like, he's the big one, right? Punches Shin. Shin goes down. I was like, fuck!
Oh, bro.
And Shin is hurt at this point.
Yeah.
Because he's been through hell and back.
He's tired.
He's hurt.
They've been running around,
running away, hasn't eaten anything. My boy is fucking tired. Goes down. The guy's pushing him down, and Shin gets up. Nope. Punches him back.
Yo, he twists his...
That's the second one.
Bro, I jumped out of my seat. This is 2 in the freaking morning.
He gets in, watches late. And then, bro, like, the chemistry between the captain, the vice captain, Shin, and Kyokai is so amazing. As soon as...
You
notice that, this is going to go bad. Kyokai already breaks the fucking bow. Like, how fucking badass of a captain, vice captain, are you? Breaks the fucking bow of another general. Like, not just
the
mediocre...
Yeah, commander, she just throws... They have 50,000 people.
Puts on our entire general, like the whole Zhao general, bro.
But my dude is the one with the mustache. She's like, kill her, and he's like, I don't think I can right now.
I want to see them go at it because I want them to acknowledge how fucking.
Can we talk about the best part of the whole thing?
Which is
Shin's speech. There's one thing about Kingdom where I think if you're Kingdom
conflict fan, of philosophy, right?
It's the conflict behind, it's like hearing a very inspirational, motivational people speak. Like the best part of Kingdom are the speeches by the leaders.
Yeah.
It's when we think about Attack on Titan, Eren's speech to Chase, no matter to their death. That's what Kingdom brings out. When the king
gives that speech, it makes that morale. And you heard it too. bro, what?
Look, you see, when the king made that speech, in when it was just the civilians, yeah, it was
right, civilians, yeah,
it was the best speech. I wanted to go to war for this guy. Then when Shin said, "Watch my back when I go," that was a good speech. But what he said now was on par
with
what
the war? King did. Yeah,
bro, he's like, "How are you?
Not as good. But I would,
bro. He's like,
The king's speech was still the top one out of everything.
Bro, but you saw what the reaction of all the people were behind him. They're like,
No. The king's speech was still the top one. He didn't get his people to fight. He got fucking civilians to fight, my man.
That is true. That he's actually pretty badass. Like
we're about to fucking die, and bro, that speech was the most epic speech in Kingdom we have ever fucking heard.
But your point is like exactly 100% legit, right? It's these moments, the speeches, the philosophy, the conflict of philosophy and stuff. I think that's the best part of like good anime shows. That's why when I see a lot of action, I'm just like, yeah, that's cute. But like when you get these speeches then that action, like it's fucking hype as shit, man. So what do you guys think of like Kaki? What do you think he's doing?
He's the perfect villain.
You should clarify. Yeah, okay.
He's the perfect very calm. He's the perfect villain for Shin. I think he's gonna push Shin to be the greatest general of all time because he's gonna oppose everything he is. He's vilifying, he's rude, he's disgusting, he doesn't care, he has no soul, he has nothing. All his purpose is to win and win no matter what it is.
And he caught one thing we haven't spoken about is the fact that they still don't fucking know and Quin Chi is dead. Because the tactic might kill, right?
He's probably gonna I don't want to say too much.
Quin Chi, so suck my dick.
I want to know it so badly what's going to happen. I've never been this
angry. I was so angry last night.
What? Kaki knows, right? Kaki knows.
No, he doesn't. No, does nobody does. Yeah. Only does.
He does.
No.
He does.
No.
Go Iceps again.
And I don't think so.
I saw the episode twice. What does he know?
He mentioned something about like we have another enemy, but he did not mention anything. Yeah. I think he believes
that's
that
the brilliance of Kaki, though. He's already aware that he's
so that's what he gave the hill.
That's why he did the whole torturing thing, because he knew that no longer
Zhao already lost because they don't have the general. That's why,
right? He's switching.
He goes, don't worry about Quin Chi anymore.
He said that. Yeah,
he did say that. He did say that.
I don't know.
The first time I heard it, I was just like, why? Because when Ten gave you this strategy, she handed the plate to you for you to move. You didn't move because you were like, okay, Quin Chi's going to attack. So you
were smart and you change move. That's what he wanted. He wanted to get Quin Chi out of the fucking...
Now, probably Mono ruined it a little bit, but it also makes sense because when he did say, don't worry about Quin Chi, there's somebody else, I was just like, why would he say that now?
Why would he say that, though?
Because he thinks other member is more powerful than Quin Chi. He thinks
I don't think so.
Quin Chi is already aware.
There's two parts. I don't know if he's aware to the degree that Mono said it. Maybe Mono ruined it, but he did say that, and I did question it. I was just like, why is he bringing it up? But number two, I love that cup. My daughter fucking read that, and she goes, why does it say this? I was like, never mind. Let's talk about that later, okay? So when he said that, I was just like, okay, why did he say that? But then he also recognized there's somebody else in charge. The reason why I think Mono might be right is because he's like, okay, never worry about it, because he's like, let him have the hill. His reaction was, let him have the hill, we'll pull back, and he started burning this.
We'll find out next week. Let's not jump the gun.
I think what's going to happen is, remember that guy, remember we got his backstory because he's the Lycan's warrior, whatever. I think he's going to react knowing that all this happened, and he's going to come down, and that's when...
I'm still of the mindset that he doesn't know. I'm going to stick by it until I see it in the next episode.
I just want my boy Shin to flex hard as hell on everybody. Be like,
I'm scared.
This is still the beginning of the whole this arc.
After this, he gets 10,000 or 8,000.
No. I think remember we said we checked. He was like 3,000 or 4,000. So he's not even 5,000.
No, right now he's 5,000.
No. I think that's combined with Kyokai. Kyokai has her own army. Yeah.
No, because remember when I'm going back and forth, they're like, no, we cannot. No, 5,000 is official. 5,000. No, he said this is a 5,000 battalion squad leader. That's what he said.
Yeah,
because he legit said
because
that. 8,000 together. Right.
No, even including Kyokai's. Even including Kyokai. 5,000.
Yeah, so, it's 5,000. Yeah.
5,000 altogether.
So whatever he is, he's the 5,000 battalion squad leader, okay? He's a battalion leader.
Yeah, and then they said we have 50,000. What difference does it make? Right?
50,000 is a general or commander, bro. That's a completely different level of. That's, bro. 50,000? Okay, well, that's a different discussion. I think, let's rate it and do prediction.
Before we move on to that, this show needs to be seen by every fucking one.
I said this to my wife. I told my wife. You need to see this.
The only thing that fucks me up about the show is the names, of course, but I can't remember the names of any fucking anime, so I'm okay with that.
It is, right? Well, there's a lot of names in this show, and that's what makes it really, really hard, right?
What the fuck? I've never no sci-fi. It has a sense of a little.
It was a perfect episode honestly speaking, this season has been
perfect. Fantastic. But you know what's funny is like this is just the beginning of the big arc, right? It's not even like. Right, like it's a
This is the kind of shit that gives me an anime boner.
I really think it should be discussion for top three of all time. Like could be number one. I think it could be number one.
Dude, when we started watching this season, I was like, oh, I forgot about this because I remember what happens after this, and that's fucking dope. Yeah, that's like
this is not even a big
it's like a first step of a big invasion process.
I've
seen
like 300,000 people, bro.
I hate the fucking fact that we have to do a podcast every week about this because usually I let it pile up.
You can't let this pile up.
10, 15, 20 episodes altogether, but because of you fuckheads, I gotta watch it every fucking week so we can talk about it for people that don't even watch this shit. You know what I fucking mean?
It's a process, bro. It's a process.
But, honestly speaking, I think it's number three. I think it's top three now for me.
It's going up. Yeah, it's definitely going up fast, right? Top three is kind of hard.
It's top three.
Fullmetal Alchemist, Attack on Titan,
AOT. I don't even rate AOT as my tops, but this show, I don't.
You gotta
have a mute button for that take.
No. Top 10 for sure. Kingdom is definitely high, man. Like Kingdom is so high. I'm more at the edge of my seat with Kingdom than AOT. I don't know why. Kingdom is just so fucking. It just keeps me at the edge of my.
Okay. I mean, don't get me wrong. It's recency bias. It's recency bias. That's completely fine. I get that too.
Let me explain. But probably because I haven't seen AOT in a minute, and it's been a while. And Kingdom is so fresh, and it's just it's
doing a good job. It's doing a good job. There's nothing we can really criticize.
Well, I have nothing more to say.
Before we get to prediction, I just want to say it. Kingdom is the greatest anime you're now watching.
Yep. Definitely, for sure. Let's get back to it. All right, rating.
No, we got the ratings. Prediction. What's your prediction?
I think it's the best episode I have seen so far in Kingdom. This show. This episode.
For me, it was last one. This week is 10 out of 10. Last week's episode was better than this week's.
Prediction,
for sure.
Moro, I think, kind of ruined it.
It's hard to talk about it.
See, I really think the guy is going to come out because he has a heart and he's going to go to try to salvage whatever is left. And that's when Kanki is going to attack and it's going to end. It's going to be a massacre. They're going to have a huge loss and they're going to send Zhao back and blah, blah, blah. At the same time, Shin basically, he tells Shin, I'm going to do whatever you want. And Shin basically looks to that as a challenge because Shin cannot touch him right now. And we can see that. Even though the vice captain is there, I really think she doesn't have the control. I just feel like he was way too calm and confident to just be sitting there going like, I'm good. So he gives me this Hisoka vibes where he is terrifying. And I freaking welcome it. I love it. What a fucking amazing anime. 10 out of 10.
Yeah, yeah. My prediction, I don't even know, man. Honestly, I didn't even think about it. I feel like Shin is going to learn a valuable lesson. What he's gonna get out of this is that I will never be a general that massacres people, that rapes him, kills him, steals from them. Yeah, and he's a people's guy. Like he's going to be one of the great ones. For to be the great one, you cannot be a scumbag. So this is going to be a life lesson for him. That's what he said too. I've seen a scumbag, the guy who said I rape, I kill, I this, that, and I can't be that. So this will be another life lesson for him that as great as I want to be, the obstacles are going to be there. It's going to be hard for me. But I think our boy is going to come out. He's the MC, bro. It's not Kingdom. It's Shin's show. It's Shin's show and the King's show. It's that's what it's about. But you know,
we don't need your predictions.
But I'm excited to see where the mountain people come in. I'm always excited to see them.
They come in for a while,
bro. They always come in, bro. They're the background MCs.
That's what I'm saying. Hey,
they come for the King.
That's what I'm saying. The next continuation, they'll be there. They're part of the big. Whatever her name is. She's a badass. Yeah.
We're all gonna say it. Kingdom is something special that you will never understand until you watch it. And once you watch it, you're like, how have I been living under a rock now watching this epic, and probably the most realistic anime I've ever seen?
Absolutely.
Legit in all terms. It has a human factor, tragedy, pain, joy, success. It's just everything. Watch it. We recommend it. Like and subscribe. We'll be back next week. Episode 11 is coming out. Our anxiety is through the roof. Can't wait for it. Maybe Motor spoiled it. Maybe he didn't. We'll find it next week. Peace out.
Peace. Thank you.